Case number 11,212, Victoria Starnes and John Ewald, west of Bald Eagle Drive, north of 3rd Street, being lots 126 and 127 within Bay Vista subdivision. Tax map ID is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 33.1. A variance from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Matthew Robert Dotter of MR Designs. That's 26342 Broadkill Road, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Basically, this is an issue of a structure that was purchased, or actually a structure in the lot that was purchased that is already non-conforming. I'm not sure what all you have in front of you as far as the survey, pictures. Hopefully you have a most current survey that shows some of that stuff. And I believe we drew up a basic plan showing the structure on the lot. And it's already showing that the front is already at 29.3 or 29 foot 3 inches off the front setback. My client's sitting behind me actually purchased the lot back in 2007. The house is there prior to that, definitely, and was already into the setbacks of the front and also the right side. The front is actually considered 3rd Street, not Bald Eagle Road. And what we're looking for is a variance, first of all, for the front, since it's already there. And on the right-hand side, that's supposed to be a 15-foot setback, and it's already at 10 foot, 2.5 inches.
Okay.
And the other part of the variance is on the back for a proposed new addition.
Off the back?
Off of the back, yep.
Okay. And I see here you got a shed that you're going to be removing?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, there's an existing deck, gazebo, and a shed that's already in the into the setbacks, non-conforming. All that stuff will be removed.
Be removed, okay.
And the new proposed addition will be a screen porch. And I'll go over some of that stuff, actually, with the Board of Adjustments standards for relief.
Okay.
Okay, go over it.
Okay. Yeah, if you would go there, please.
Do you have unique circumstances or conditions such as irregularity? Corner lot with an angled road frontage, property line, which is the Bald Eagle Road, and also larger setbacks than in the middle lots. So being on the corner lot, of course, it's got bigger setbacks, the 20 foot from the rear. And as far as the existing conditions, that's something we can't help. It was purchased that way already. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition and unrelated general circumstances? Yes, due to the existing conditions. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance with the variance? No, due to the rest of the structure is non-conforming or close to it. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, for any addition to be added, this should be done at ground level due to the second floor would not carry a workload for the first structure above it. It is that was designed for the original structure, that is. And it's also for basically what I call a mosquito escape or a screen porch. There isn't any other place on the property other than what we're talking about for this new variance for in the back part for the screen porch. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, the structure was built before the current owners bought it in 2007. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? It will blend in with the rest of the neighborhood and may possibly increase the value of the property surrounding. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, because the other ones are already developed. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, because the new variance, not for the ones that are already, what we're asking for that's existing, but the new one will be far enough from the intersection. It'll be on the opposite side of where the intersection is. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, due to it's the only area within the lot with minimal or least impact. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, to make a more usable year-round home. And for C, we'll see A. Same question.
Okay. Thank you, Fletcher. You address those. Excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. Is Bald Eagle Road, is that the front yard?
No, that's actually the side, and that's a 15-foot setback from there. Everything conforms to what's there now, just barely.
So?
And we're not getting into that one at all, into that setback.
Why are we asking for front yard setback?
Third Street is considered his front.
You're not adding on to the front, are you?
No. Mr. Link said that if we go for a variance for the back, we have to ask for a variance for what's existing, which is the front setback, which is supposed to be 30 feet, and we're at 29 foot 3 inches. So a variance of 9 inches.
8, 9 inches, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the same with the right side, supposed to be 15 feet, and the structure currently is at 10 foot 2.5 inches, approximately.
Hmm. Okay.
I see a request for 0.8
mm-hmm.
from the front and 11.3 from the rear, but I don't see anything for the side.
It's considered an undersized lot in AR1, so that side would go down to 10
okay.
on the interior. So he's going to be fine for that.
So
and
it's
the
not,
reason we have 0.8 is because one side is 29.2 and one side is 29.3. So we use the 29.2 on the
okay.
to get the 8.
To get the 8 inches.
But yeah, but he's not encroaching the side yard.
No, he's 10.1.
Yeah.
And then 10.3 on the back.
Right.
Okay. And that deck that you see on
is allowed to encroach
ground
5
level,
feet.
So it's fine.
He's okay to encroach being its ground level.
It can it, yeah. if it's ground level, it yeah. can go the whole yard yeah. to the property
it's
line.
Below 6 inches. It
right. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Robinson.
No.
Mr. Whitman.
No.
Excuse me, I have none. You've answered mine. So being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing that, I'll entertain a motion. And Chair will entertain a motion. All right.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we take this case under advisement.
Excuse me. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 11,212 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by a vote 4-0. The case has been taken under advisement, sir. What that means is maybe a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office in the morning after 9.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.